Good morning, First Christian. Our call to worship: Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed.
The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us again cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
Our invocation. O loving God, you have brought us again to the glad season when we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. Open our hearts that we may joyfully welcome him to reign over us. Open our ears that we may hear again the angelic chorus. Open our lips that we may sing with uplifted hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased. May the grace of Jesus Christ dwell richly in us as we have shared in the prayer he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning. Someday I will appoint a honest king from the family of David, a king who will be wise and rule with justice. As long as he is king, Israel will have peace and Judah will be safe. At that time, people will say, "The Lord has saved us. Let us celebrate. We waited and hoped. Now our God is here." Please rise for the hymn of praise, "The Advent of Our God." It's number 120 in the pew hymnals.
The advent of our God will eagerly greet, and all we must praise him in this hour with
and its people are covered with darkness, but the glory of the Lord is shining upon you. Nations and kings will come to the light of your dawning day.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
Those who live in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined.
In him was life, and the light was the light of men.
The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome.
As we come to our pastoral prayer, invite us to continue to remember Duane Kelly. If you've not heard, he had a spell, but he is now stable, and we're very appreciative of that. But there is blood clots involved. There's some abdominal bleeding involved. But right now they have him stabilized. They are running tests, and the doctors are coming up with a treatment plan. that will help him come to a full recovery. Candy Hansen received her chemo treatment this past week, and it went really well. And she is very appreciative for your prayers. Every time I speak with her, she talks about that. I encourage you to continue to reach out to her either with a text, with a card. Many of you are sending cards, or even with a phone call. I encourage you to do that as an encouragement for her. I know I say it every year, but the holidays can be a very difficult time for people. Not everyone is able to have the joy that maybe you and your family experience. And I was reminded of something you've heard before from Winnie the Pooh, of all people. But I thought I'd share it with you just as a reminder. Today was a difficult day, said Pooh. And there was a pause. Do you want to talk about it? Asked Piglet. No, said Pooh after a bit. I don't think I do. That's okay, said Piglet. And he came and he sat beside his friend. What are you doing? Said Pooh. Nothing, really, said Piglet. Only, I know what difficult days are like. I quite often don't feel like talking about it on my difficult days either. But goodness, continued Piglet, difficult days are so much easier when you know you've got someone there for you. And I'll always be there for you, Pooh. And as Pooh sat there, working through in his head his difficult day, while the solid, reliable Piglet sat next to him, quietly swinging his little legs, he thought that his best friend had never been more right. I want to thank you all for being the Piglets for your friends and family when they have their poo and difficult day moments. It makes all the difference in the world. You do not have to have words. You just need to be there. Let's pray. Lord our God, we thank you that you designed us to be in a community with each other. You designed us to sit with friends who are going through difficult times, or to have a friend sit with us when we're going through a difficult time. You designed our church to have a pew so that other people can sit in the pew with us, and regardless of whether they say a word, their company and their presence strengthens us and it encourages us. And we thank you for their dedication and for their commitment to make sure they are physically present. We thank you, Lord, that you're always present with us wherever we are journeying, when we're in good times and laughter, whether we're in difficult days. You are always there to strengthen, guide, and remind us of your love. Thank you, God, for the gift of that love, and we love you as well. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
On the second day of creation, God decorated the earth with plants and trees, a garden in which God's children would live filled with greenery and beauty.
Then God said, Let the earth put forth plants and fruit trees of every kind. And it was so. And God saw that it was good.
The hanging of the greens reminds us of the beauty of God's creation and goodness and grace.
If you all just don't bust with pride watching those kids, I tell you what. Even though he's gotten too tall, that was a mistake. Mine's back there. He's way too tall too, but that's the way it works. Right now, I want to invite us to remain seated, that we're going to sing Deck the Halls. Just two verses.
God has said, encourage my people, give them comfort. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and announce, your slavery is past, your punishment is over. I, the Lord, made you pay double for your sins. Someone is shouting, clear a path in the desert, make a straight road for the Lord our God. Fill in the valleys, flatten every hill and mountain, level the rough and rugged ground.
From the lectern, God speaks to us through Holy Scripture, as the Lord did to men and women of old, through the voices of the prophets and the lives of the saints. From the pulpit, God proclaims the living word, the good news that is Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us.
But the Lord will still give you proof. A virgin is pregnant. She will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. Then the glory of the Lord will appear for all to see. The Lord has promised this.
I invite you to remain seated as we sing two verses of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, number 123, but it will be on the screen.
Emotions can be given voice in music. The gift of music helps us to hear God's word and invites us to the Lord's table to experience Christ's presence.
Shout praises to the Lord. Praise God in his temple. Praise him in heaven, his mighty fortress. Praise our God. His deeds are wonderful, too marvelous to describe. Praise God with trumpets and all kinds of harps. Praise him with tambourines and dancing, with stringed instruments and woodwinds. Praise God with cymbals, with clashing cymbals. Let every living creature praise the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord.
When the soul rejoices, the song is praise and adoration. Let this be the mood of our spirits this holy season. Let the carols of Advent be sung in joyful anticipation. Let the chancel be decorated and made beautiful in preparation.
Remaining seated, we will sing the first and second verse of Angels We Have Heard on High, number 132 in the hymnal.
Evergreens remind us of the living Christ and the eternal life which is ours through him.
Wood from Lebanon's best trees will be brought to you, the pines, the firs, and the cypress trees. It will be used in my temple to make beautiful the place where I rest my feet.
Christmas is filled with symbols, and we hang some on the tree to remind us of the one who was born and came to set us free. The stable in which he was born and the manger in which he was laid, the star which led to his birth, are reminders of his grace. The symbols of the table remind us of his body and blood. Every time we eat the bread and every time we drink the cup, God's grace is seen in Jesus, and in these symbols we see the truth and power of God's love given to you and me.
Now we're going to stand, and I invite you to stand as we sing verse 1 and verse 2 of Away in the Manger.
Thank you.
seated. It's always different, isn't it, when we have Thanksgiving? Have you noticed, even if you try to have the same dishes, you got different people around the table, or sometimes you have a new dish, or you burnt the old dish, or there's something different going on all the time. This is the first time in 34 years that Diane and I didn't have anyone over at the house on Thanksgiving. We didn't even have Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, we had it yesterday. Which is a long time to have to wait when you're hungry like I am all the time. We had a great time because we were together. And anytime we're together as Christians, we strengthen one another. And when we come around this table, whether it's on a Sunday or a Saturday, whatever day we gather at the table and remember God's presence, we are strengthened. That God's grace is always in abundance. It will never run out. It will never run dry. And it will always be available. For on the night when the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Lord our God, we thank you so much for this first Sunday in Advent, for this opportunity to be reminded of how you are always with us, of the way your Son has come to us. He has come to us one of the ways in this bread and in this cup. Through his body and blood, we know of your grace and of your love. As we receive these emblems, as we receive your grace, fill our hearts in such a way that we are able to share it with others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Obviously, as we come through the season of Advent, sometimes our minds turn to Christmas and gifts that we hope to be able to give, gifts we hope to be able to receive. But as I have been telling you, you all have been wonderfully fantastic this year of continually sharing your gifts, whether it's with your time and energy, with the cross volunteering, with the food pantry, with the food that you bring in for the cross ministries, or your offerings and your tithes. We have been able to continue to reach out to people because of your faithfulness, your generosity. You continue to bless others by allowing God to direct you and trusting him. And I want to thank you for that and invite you to join me in prayer as we lift our offerings before the Lord. We thank you, God, for the dedication and commitment of those who continue to give, of those who continue to share faithfully, of those who continue to reach beyond their own wants or their own needs. And remember that you have placed on us a responsibility to care for others. We thank you, Lord, for the missions and ministries you've entrusted to our congregation, and ask your blessings upon these gifts, that we may continue to be faithful and obedient to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Okay. Let the bells be rung and the joy be known, for behold, the Lord is come. Jesus Christ is born.
Bethlehem, you are one of the smallest towns in the nation of Judah, but the Lord will choose one of your people to rule the nation. This ruler will lead and care for his people by the power and glorious name of the Lord his God. His people will live securely, and the whole earth will know his true greatness, because he will bring peace. The one who has spoken these things says, "I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
We come now to our time of invitation. An opportunity for us to receive the gift of Christmas, which is Jesus Christ, to receive God's love and God's grace given to us in Jesus. And as we sing this hymn, you're invited to come forward and to make a confession of faith.
And we do that by asking two questions. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? And have you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior? And if that is true, we invite you to come and receive Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord, and we will have you baptized. For others, it's an opportunity. You've already been baptized, but we're not meant to be isolated. We are always meant to be in community. And if you're ready to place fellowship with us, membership with us, then again, we invite you to come forward during the singing of this hymn. I'll ask you the same questions. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? And have you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior? I know that we all have. This is our opportunity to reaffirm and rededicate ourselves to that. As we stand and sing together, go tell it on the mountain.
Amen.